Hello, it's Wednesday, June 10. It's my son's birthday today, and we are looking at the Psalms, and today we're in the beautiful 8th Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And the 8th Psalm, like the first chapter of Romans, talks about the revelation, the self-disclosure of God in creation, in the beautiful mountains and seas and vistas that come to mind, and when we see that with the framework of Christian believing eyes, we see the world, in the words of John Calvin, as the theater of his glory. And then in verse 2, out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babies and infants. This last week, I received a wonderful letter from a 7-year-old member of our congregation, and she drew a picture of me, more flattering than I deserve. I had way more hair than she obviously remembered. But she also said how much she missed being at church and how much she loved Jesus. And she says at the end of the letter, "I am a Christian." And she was sending me her love and looking forward to seeing me out of the mouths of babies and infants. And in verse 5, you have made him, what is man? Verse 4, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? And I can't read those words in verse 4 without thinking of a sermon that I heard. Actually, I heard it more than once back in the mid-1970s by what I think is one of the greatest preachers of the 20th century, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. And he came to Aberystwyth in Wales, and we were in one of the very large churches. It was packed, people standing in the back, and this was his text. What is man? I can hear him now in that nasal voice of his. And he talked about man's achievements, and of course it was just after the moonwalk and so on, and the wonderful achievement of the Apollo mission to the moon, and all the advances in science and chemistry and medicine and so on, all these extraordinary achievements. What is man? And then the second half of the sermon, the sinfulness of man, the pride of man, the arrogance of man, the idolatry of man, this contrast between the dignity of man made in the image of God and the achievements, and then on the other side, the evil, the two world wars, and so on. And it ended with a powerful presentation of the gospel, that we can only come to know who we really are, and we can only really achieve what we really should be in union and communion with the Lord Jesus. Well, the 8th Psalm is a wonderful psalm. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? He cares so much that he sent his only begotten Son to be a propitiation for our sins. And in Christ, as Sinclair Ferguson so often used to say, what a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian. Well, the Lord bless you today.